Good morning. Clouds increased and thickened overnight, and we've had an initial round of scattered showers move through parts of interior New York and New England late last night and now early this morning. The roadways are mainly wet, with temperatures holding in the upper 40s and lower 50s. The wet weather is part of a storm system now tracking through the eastern Great Lakes. It'll ride right down I-90, bisecting New York and New England during the middle of the day today. Steady rain will begin from mid-morning through the early to mid-part of the afternoon for interior New York and New England, with some heavier bursts of rain possible north of I-90. South of I-90, the weather will be more showery, but there is even the risk of an isolated thunderstorm popping up as temperatures reach into the lower and middle 60s. Elsewhere, with clouds and a steadier rain, readings will be held in the 50s to around 60 for afternoon highs. The storm will continue its departure off the eastern seaboard after dark tonight. We'll still run the risk of clouds and a few showers during the overnight hours, also areas of fog, as temperatures drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. In fact, we may even start with some cloud cover early tomorrow morning, but the trend will be for increasing sunshine throughout the region during the day. We'll pick up a gusty northwest wind flow, with temperatures only managing to get into the upper 40s to around 50. Dry weather will hold over as high pressure builds in to start the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, highs in the lower 50s. A weak disturbance will pass by with just a few sprinkles or flurries in the mountains Saturday night and Sunday morning, with temperatures behind that disturbance in the upper 40s for us on Sunday afternoon. We'll begin to modify things a bit with plenty of sunshine for the early part of next week. Monday through Wednesday will be dry, with temperatures in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the unseasonably warm weather across most of the central and eastern United States will continue today and tomorrow. High pressure aloft will keep temperatures above average, with the most anomalous values expected across the northern plains, where afternoon highs are forecast to be 15 to 25 degrees above average. Elsewhere, temperatures will also be 10 to 20 degrees above average across much of the mid-Atlantic and southeast. Cooler air, though, will return by the weekend as a cold front makes its way through. Rain and a few thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of a boundary and will span from the southern plains to the mid-Atlantic. The southern flank of this front will become stationary from the southern plains into the southern Rockies. This will likely aid in the development of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong to severe. Heavy rain will also be possible, especially across the southern high plains, where multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms are likely. The risk for flash flooding will be elevated for this area through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility, clouds and fog, 52 degrees, the dew point 50, 93% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and is falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s, Boston cloudy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, rain then drying out this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature, 56, that's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero for the month so far, and 28.53 inches for the year. That's 4.83 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 33, and 488 for the season, which is 199 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 20, in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:45 p.m. 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, also some fog with lows around 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today and highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and cooler during the afternoon with highs around 50. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool with a passing shower, maybe a flurry in the mountains Sunday, upper 40s. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-50s Monday. Increasing clouds Tuesday, mid-50s. Chance of a shower Tuesday night. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayana.